Happy Thursday, friends. You know, I was talking earlier this week with my friends and colleagues. Oh, there you go. My friends and colleagues, Tony McIntosh and Jed Gillespie, and we were talking about the economics of pumpkin spice. So, pumpkin spice season is upon us. And with that in mind, there's a bunch of us, the majority of us, will be visiting this location more than we usually do. And so there's economic reasons for that. All right, we're going to get our favorite beverage. This is the most popular beverage that Starbucks sells for the year. And so with that in mind, one would ask, well, why don't they do it more often than that? Why don't they sell it year round? Well, they don't. There's an economic reason for that, because if they did, it wouldn't be their most popular beverage. So think about yourself. So when you go, they've hyped it up. You know, they've got this big marketing campaign. They're teasing when the start date is, but they haven't released it yet. They're making you wonder, making you wait for it. And so you're hyped up and you're ready. So when it comes out, you're going to be there first in line getting that. I can't imagine, you know, what the lines will be like. I mean, I guess I can. We see it every year. So you go there and you get it. And you can't wait to get the next one too. So you may go every day for a while. But think about it. As time goes on, it's not as good, is it? You don't want it as badly. You're getting tired of it. You're ready for peppermint mocha season, which is coming next. So there's reasons for that. That's called the law of diminishing marginal returns, which means the more you have something, the less of a thrill you get from it. So that's how it goes with this. So they have it this one time a year, and you know, and you have to go get it because you know, get as much as you want because you know you can only get it one time a year. It also taps into the feelings of nostalgia we have. You know, we're ready for summer to end. We're ready to usher in fall and the holiday season, and we're excited about that. So having this pumpkin spice, it seems to let us know that fall and all that is just around the corner. And it works because other industries have... Other industries have capitalized on that. There's all kinds of food, even toiletries and pet food for my intern over there as well. So, you know, economics aside, it's pumpkin spice season, folks. Go get yours, and don't forget, tomorrow's Friday. Use your common sense.
Rise and shine. It's your friendly reminder to get out of bed. I got the sleepy in my eyes, the foggy in my brain. I know I'm late to work, but I gotta stop along the way. I walk to get my coffee, make my order like a boss. A venti double mocha, I don't care about the cost. I take a pumpkin spice, can you make it in a kettle? Then take the drink and shake it up and add some fruity pebbles. There's a tip jar on the counter, I'm about to make it rain. Hey, it's Bobby, I'm not Booby, please stop messing up my name. Starbucks, be filling up my cup. Starbucks, be jacking me up. Starbucks, 10,000 degrees, and yeah, I'll take it down.